from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are them ice cream?
In the very bottom, drumstick.
The drumsticks. Oh man, hey!
I heard you can lay a drumstick. This is Instagram. I heard you can lay a drumstick on the kitchen counter in room temp, and that thing won't melt.
Really?
You can lay it there overnight if you want to.
Really?
Yep.
I love me some of them boys. And that treat
What's not
at the
to
bottom.
Love? Oh, that chocolate settle at the bottom, or did that on purpose so it doesn't leak? You think?
I don't know. I never
plug the old hole.
I just thought it was just a chocolate surprise for me. And then they
no
made.
No wonder you ate them so fast.
They made them with caramel. I'm a caramel fan. I'm caramel over chocolate.
I don't know
every
if I've had
time.
The caramel. I've had the chocolate with the nuts on it.
I was an adult about that because I hadn't had the caramel at the bottom. I had to get aggressive.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a big like placement in C stores. I understand why, you know, companies and products and labels and brands. I understand why they jockey for position. I get it. Grocery store, C store, and all that. There's not, like, I typically go in a C store with a pretty good idea of what I'm going to get, so I don't care if it's in the back corner. I'm going to find it, right?
Most guys are that way.
Pressure. The placement doesn't get me very often. But when it's that little ice cream cooler by the door, right next to the door.
Smart
with them
boy.
Ice cream sandwiches and that drumstick.
Yeah, they get you at the gas station.
That one will get me every now and then. I'll stop and take a quick gander.
See, they get me at the grocery store standing in the line.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, they've added the refrigerators there, mm-hmm. and you got the drinks there, yep. and I'm looking at it. And then
need a little energy?
What gets me, yeah, now I've stopped. But what gets me every time is, I feel like it's Target. Target, they always have an array of the M&M flavors. Like, if you get up there, they got 10 different M&M flavors. And I'm an M&M cat. Boy, they got a toffee one, a strawberry and cream one, a peanut, plain,
they
peanut
got mint,
butter,
they got mint
crunchy.
Chocolate, that chocolate
but
mint
I, now. Like, You get me stuck in that line long enough at Target, like I'm, and they got, and then they got the king, the big bag that fit right in your hand. I'm gonna get that toffee one, toffee and strawberries and cream. And I mean, they give me that product. That placement is good. Yeah.
Hey, long lines at the hardware store, at the grocery store,
they're all right there.
That's bad news.
By the time I get it, I've gotten a Gatorade in there. I've gotten M&Ms in there. Takis. But the drive is live, and big day today. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday here on The Drive in the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance. This is the I believe this is the last opportunity today. Area 45 wasn't blessed this time, I don't believe. This is the last opportunity today. In the 5 o'clock hour, make sure you're listening. In the 5 o'clock hour, your final opportunity. Get front row seats. Everybody love a little free to the game. Front row seats at the game against the Rams coming up Saturday at noon again from the text line. Ron drooling like a bulldog thinking about them drumsticks. You ain't never lying. I'm telling you, boy. On a hot day like today, ain't nothing like.
Before I get out of the parking lot, I'd knock it back before I get out of the parking lot. I'd bring that chocolate in the bottom you're talking about before I get out of the parking lot.
Like, I know in my heyday, I still think, how many drumsticks you think come in a box? I think I could bang out a box.
Four?
Eight.
Yeah, because I can turn them over.
Yeah.
You can stack them, yeah.
Yeah, the geometry of the cream.
I think I could get eight down in a good hour and not
feel terrible about yourself.
Maybe. Not even going after it like it's a competition or something. Like, I think I could sit here, maybe not an hour.
You'd hate yourself.
Maybe not an hour, but if I had a box here, and if you're right, room temperature, they won't melt. If I had a box of drumsticks right here,
easy.
I could get all eight of them right here before Dirty's Dale.
Before in 2 hours? Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, just keep going. And I get easy.
Not even think about it.
I just keep picking them up.
I ain't got that one in me. I would feel awful.
I mean, I might have not to hit like, the toilet.
Like physically awful, which I'm sure I would too, but I would just be disgusted with myself.
Yeah, I can.
Tyler got that glow stick music working today, man. This ain't West Side, by the way. Tyler. This is how I would hold my glow sticks if I had them.
Tyler,
this is Space Jam.
I'm not West Side.
This is from the OG Space Jam.
I'd hold that glow stick
deformed,
like that. You know what I mean?
Deformed West Side.
Like you had arthritis in your fingers?
Yeah. No, over the top. These would be over the top. I'd go two middles over the top. The glow stick would be like this, T.
This is glow stick music. Is there a difference between glow stick music and what, like Pauly D from Jersey Shore?
I'm not sure what he DJs.
The DJ where it's
so you do like EDM?
Is that what it is?
There's like EDM, there's trap.
I thought this was going to speed up more when I first. I didn't realize what song it was till. What is it again? What is it again, Ron?
I remember Pauly D used to do a tour. Yeah. What is that? Is that like glow stick music? They called it one of them things where like it would start down low and then the crescendo up.
Like house music? Rave music?
I don't. Yeah, somebody text line.
Electronic music?
What is that called?
Boy, I'm gonna be honest with you. One time in my life,
boom, and rise like that. Pauly D, what the hell is that music?
About 4 months into my Dallas years,
I checked if our internet was working.
I was with some cats and ended up in a bar that was real glow stick, real. I don't know if you want to call it house, EDM, whatever. Real jump around, bang into each other, and real loud strobe lights just blinking the whole time kind of deal.
Ecstasy all over the place.
Hey, well, I was, believe it or not, naive enough to not really realize what all was going on around me. I literally left. We had a limo. I had a limo take me home solo, actually with my girl at the time. I said, I got to go. We got to get out of here. This ain't it for me, man. I can't handle it. This is awful. Yeah,
I think it's what you said, EDM, where the DJ comes. They had a guy come in, and that bad boy was packed.
Where?
In Kansas City. That bad boy was packed, and I looked in there and I just saw like syringes and stuff in the trash can.
There you go.
I mean, it's just and before people was just pulling out techno. Is it techno? It's not techno music, is it?
Techno is what
that's what it is.
Techno is where I would have went before y'all started naming them. Techno. Party, it's all the party, same.
Yeah.
That's got a little guitar in it right there.
I don't know if that's it.
This is,
it's like boom, 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 boom,
like
boom.
Like the DJ in Vegas. Yeah. Now, if I'm at a pool in Vegas. The pool in Vegas?
Yes, that's a great point. Pauly D was on.
I can get that for about 20 minutes. I got to get back on the blackjack table on the edge of the pool.
They be getting it in. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and little John.
You're talking about slick. Like the drops they have, like this.
Turn down for what? And then they go. Yeah.
Now that one I can get down wherever we're at.
They would call it something. I can't remember, man.
I never got that familiar with it, Ron. Sounds like you had a place in Kansas City where stuck. You got real familiar.
I got
with
stuck.
It.
I mean, I told you when I took you around that big old Power and Light area.
Yeah.
He was DJing outside and the whole place was packed and just going at it. I'm sure they were doing some hard drugs.
Oh, I'm sure they, looking back, I'm sure they
no,
were.
I was not.
I was not.
I was not. I was taking shots, but I was not doing hard drugs. So,
is that my boy Ron?
That's right. Texas Ticket Tuesday coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Hey, I do want to get here with this. Man, something. We got to move to the something special is happening here with the Astros.
You're gonna get like, you know, I mean,
listen, like, last week they won a game where they got two hits.
That is correct, sir.
And like, I don't like, they weren't homers. I don't. They were,
no,
they were like, they were singles.
Yeah,
they won a game. Look at Jose dressed up. They won a game with two hits, and then yesterday, I mean, you got no business. They struck out 13 times, including Yiner Diaz on a pitch clock violation because of time. They struck out 13 times. They had four errors. I think there may have been one thrown in there that wasn't called an error but was a miscue somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. How many times in history do you think a team's won a game in one season with four errors and a game with only two hits?
And not in a week and a half.
That's freaking nuts.
Like, I mean, and you look at this and it's like, bam, they were trailing early. Kikuchi, you know, wasn't quite the Kikuchi that he has been here.
It's hard to be consistently the same Kikuchi, man. Every time you have an outing, it changes.
It's a lot of maintenance.
New surroundings.
Pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From a pitching standpoint on that.
I say.
But they had no business winning that game.
None at all.
No, I mean, no business. And I think I may have moved on a bit. I mean, they kept trailing down 2-0. Then they get back 2-2. Then they start to trail again immediately. It's 4, and then something is going on. You winning games like
that's four. What it was with Lopez. Lopez picked this game to talk about Joe Espada. What did I miss?
Are you ready to do this now? Are you ready?
No, I don't want to steal that from you. No, that's a good
one. Are you
ready
to do
this yet? I mean, Tyler's ready to do something, isn't he?
He's feeling himself.
That's what it was. He was stroking Joe Espada a little bit. What did I miss that Joe? You got a team out there that you got a team full of guys that are big leaguers making errors all over the damn place. You're tinkering around with first base. It damn near cost you the game. The guy that you put in the game immediately, which I would do too, but it is what it is. The guy you put in the game immediately gives up a two-run bomb after Okikuchi comes out. Like, what did I miss?
I think maybe it's just all of it together. I think it's just all of it to
damn
where
it,
they
I meant
have arrived
to ask
here.
You about that.
Yeah, I think it's where it's all arrived. Right? But, I mean, like I said, that something special is going on with them. And, I mean, I know you wanted to get, that's what you wanted to skin his ass about. Dana and Joe Espada, Dana the GM, the captain, the manager, Joe Espada. These boys deserve some kind of credit, boy. They do, and you know what? I'm moved right now. Clint, I'll let you be your own man and do what you do, but I'm moved right now. Fellas.
I need the clinics.
I apologize to you, Joe.
You're going to apologize. I thought you were just going to give credit.
I moved oh, wow. as we've gotten here. That's what I said. You handle it yourself.
Oh, wow.
I apologize, Joe. I think my criticisms were fair at the time, but the place that I do apologize is I probably didn't give you enough of a chance to grow into the job because it was looking so bad from your standpoint. And I'll give him credit, man. I give him credit and I apologize. Somehow he has gotten the tenor of this team. And as we look up, they're 12 games over 500.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
They have the largest lead in the division in the American League with 5 games now over the Mariners. Now, I will admit some of that has to do with how bad the division is compared to the others. But still, it's that they've been able to make up a 10-game deficit faster than anybody has ever done it.
We'll get out of this little funk.
I didn't give Joe enough of a chance to grow into the gig, and I apologize for that. Hats off to you, Joe.
It's not ideal.
Hats off to you.
You done?
I done. You too, Dana. And I mean, Dana,
I,
you too.
I can't believe you.
You too, Dana.
I can't believe you.
All of you. I gotta give it up.
I need you to. What did Joe do that spurred not just to give credit but an apology?
I just think where we all are as I just went through it, man. It was funky. It was bad right off the beginning and most of the middle.
We'll get all this little funk.
I mean, we see where they are right now. They are responding to him. He doesn't have.
You know, Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl.
I know he won a Super Bowl. All right, but Barry Switzer got to have Emmitt out there. All right, and Aikman. And all of
well,
them.
Taking over a team that went to 7 straight ALCS is pretty similar.
But he hasn't had Kyle Tucker, who was his best player for 2 months. He hasn't had his pitching staff has been in shambles. He's had to have young guys. He's used these. Apparently, this, what'd you call it, tinkering, has at least worked in some point, even though I'm not completely in agreement with it. I got to give it to him. That's all.
Boy,
to him,
I just.
I will admit I rushed it. It looked so bad. I rushed it and didn't give him the opportunity to grow into it. Can't even look at me right now, Katie.
I mean, I am in shock here.
I gotta call it a spade, man. I don't stick with things.
There's nothing.
I get new evidence.
There is very little I watch with the Astros, and I go, boy, Joe has really flipped this thing here. I mean, this was. A really, as we said from jump, it was a really, really good baseball team. Sure, that had some injuries and you know, had some guys not work out. Abreu, but boy, I just
cream always rises to the top.
I can't get there. I damn sure ain't apologizing. I mean, I'll give everybody credit where credit is due. I mean, they hunted down. Like, I don't look
at you. Still think he's a number two?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, Clint.
Yeah. No, I mean, what?
You still got him as a number two. Can I call him captain yet, Tyler? You comfortable with captain?
Still not ready for captain, but I like where his spot is at right now. I'm with you for the most part on everything you just
think
laid
he's
out there.
I don't think he's the greatest, but I mean, clearly he has grown into the role.
He's getting there.
They've responded in a major, major way through a lot of adversity. I gotta give him that.
Good.
It's beautiful.
It's good, man. I can give him credit. I can give some credit. Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. He's recently done a good job. He's handling things well. I mean, him getting Abreu out of there, that was huge. I mean, that was big.
Yeah, them
and we all
that.
Know he didn't make that decision.
I'm not saying he's making a bunch of decisions. But.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, what are you apologizing for?
Those decisions. Those, like the player.
Nah, come on, man.
Joe has a team that has been to 7 straight ALCSs that is still reaping the benefits of Luna. Ron could have managed this team to be better or a similar.
Such a lazy ass opinion.
That's stupid. And I think it's stupid when people were saying that about Dusty last year. And I think it's stupid.
Should have left Ron out of it. But the overall insinuation is not wrong.
No, it is.
You got what? He took over a ready-made team to be a World Series contender.
Watch this, but
seven times.
He did. I mean, that could be. That's true. He did.
But look at this team though. That's played. Like Kyle Tucker has been out since June 3rd. Verlander has been on the IL more than he has pitched.
Yeah, okay.
He's had to bring up. I mean, they had Jake Bloss. They had 4 starters for a long stretch. This isn't just the team that's been going to the ALCS. They've been playing cabbage, and Chaz has stunk, and Jake has stunk. And like, I
Jake
mean,
Jake stunk then too. Jake stunk last year too. I mean, the injury thing. Yeah, he had to pitch a lot of pitchers. You empty the clip and guys have been tremendous. Like what? I just don't I have a hard time going, boy, Joe, you really found Hunter Brown, man. Spencer Arrighetti, boy, Ronel Blanco, hell, Dana Brown made him a starter.
But I
just don't know. Like what choice did he have? I guess is my point. It's not like he had, hey, pick from these 10 and we developed the best 5. you had to empty the clip because guys couldn't pitch and the guys were good.
It's not just though
there were no decisions made.
It's not just that the choice. Well, I think there were decisions made, but it's not just the choices that he had to make. It is helping to keep that locker room and that clubhouse together and to keep them going, whatever it is he's doing, God. The pulse of his team, whatever. Because that's the big thing of the manager, is how do you control these personalities and control things when there's adversity. And they've gotten a lot of adversity. And just like for me, I gave Dusty credit last year when things were falling apart and the year before when things were falling apart. I got to give him credit here. And he clearly has the pulse of his team, and they respect what he is doing. And I gotta lean on that. Not just credit, but I said this
apology.
This dude, I said he should have been gone.
Mark that, T. Ron's over here apologizing.
Now, Cheryl. They lose 15 in a row, then maybe, you know, there's new evidence. But I do. That was our baseball talk, by the way, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, Dalton Schultz spoke yesterday, and it did something to really spark the mind of our quarterback, Clint Sterner.
It's horny worthy.
It's horny worthy is what Clint says. We'll let you hear that horniness coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive on a ticket, Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock hour, the final opportunity to win front row seats on the bullpen right here on The Drive. And you'll get to see, hopefully, you probably won't see the ones, but you'll get to see some of this offense that looks like it's going to be one of the best in the league. A lot of people, both locally and at the national level, have high expectations for the Texans offense. Here's Dalton Schultz talking about why he thinks this offense could be even more explosive than it was last year.
Big, dude. Like, whenever you have, like, vertical threats, like, teams drop deeper. Linebackers, now their hook drops are, you know, 12 yards instead of 8. Like, it affects everything. Even when they feel that, like, vertical push, the guys are trying to stay on top. And when you got two burners, when you add Nico to that mix, like, so three guys can stretch the field, man. So it opens up stuff underneath sometimes and in certain coverages. And honestly, like, it creates space for us in the backs. And, like, I love having it because it's playing our defense is, like, hard in practice because, like, they're in your hip all the time, whether they're zone or man. It's, like, it's frustrating. And then you get to some games and it's, like, teams are just spot drop and you feel that space. You know what I mean? And so very beneficial for sure. Boner
alert. Damn. All right, why was that? Why did that get you so football horny?
Well, because it's real. I mean, it's spot on. It's from a player that's inside the locker room that knows the playbook like the back of his hand and is a very, very good pass catching tight end. First of all, so the source I think makes it real. It just confirms a lot of what hell we talked about yesterday. To be honest with you, defenses won't be able to suffocate this offense the way that they did at times last year. You can think back to the Atlanta game. And how they treated this offense and ended up winning that ball game. But nonetheless, like, so the source I think is huge. It confirms some of the conversations that we've had over the last couple of days. I think if you we've talked a lot about Diggs, we've talked a lot about Laremy Tunsil, we talk a lot about CJ Stroud, we talk a lot about Joe Mixon, add all these pieces that they're adding, and it really doesn't mean a damn thing. You look at the team as a whole, the offense as a whole. And what happens because you added those players, in particular, we're talking about Diggs and the emergence of Tank Dell and Nico Collins. What happens? What does it mean? We know they can play, but, like, what does it mean? We can sit here and talk about, well, defenses don't have the ability to suffocate the Texans the way that they did last year. What does that mean? Dalton Schultz just told you, right? Not only did Dalton Schultz just tell you that the threat of those three guys and how explosive they are is going to force not only safeties back, defensive coordinators to plan and keep safeties back, but your middle of the road to bad teams in this league are literally going to do what he said and spot drop at 12 yards instead of 8 and just give Dalton Schultz those underneath catches. That's the other reason is because we as fans can watch the games and we can see exactly what Dalton Schultz is talking about. From the Hall of Fame game against the Bears, all the way up to this last preseason game against the Giants, the tight ends have absolutely ate with that first unit.
Yeah, him and Brevin.
Teagan Quatorio. I don't remember Teagan and Cade Stover.
Yeah.
Cade Stover. I mean, all those guys were just like, and these are preseason games. So, like I said, the Hall of Fame game was very vanilla. But the point is very, very valid. And I just think when it's coming from inside the walls, from a player that's actually executing it all, I think it's big, man. It's really big. That is what all the conversations about the added weapons and yada yada yada, all the year two and Bobby Slowick's offense. What does it mean? What does it matter? Is exactly what he just said. There is so much space underneath for the tight end. You're either going to take a ton of risk and put DBs on an island with either Nico, Tank, or Diggs, or you're going to play soft as hell and just give them, like, just play catch underneath with your tight ends, your running backs, and your underneath receivers.
Yeah.
And so it's just the real of it and the source of it, Ron, is big.
Well, as we know, and I think the league knows, that CJ also – he's big play. Like, he'll take what he needs to take, but he is also not afraid of going for the big play. And with that threat of the guys on the outside and his willingness to go downfield and try to get the big play, opens up all of that space in the middle of the field. And it is, because you know teams are going to go into this saying, all right, we're just not going to let you get big plays on us. Like, we're not going to get you where you got to kill us. You're going to have to methodically work yourself down the field. We're not going to just give up big plays. And I think CJ is a key to that. One, he will damn sure threaten the ball down the field. But two, CJ ain't forcing it. At least that's what we've seen in his first year. He will certainly take all of that stuff. And Dalton Schultz can eat, but in particular with Brevin Jordan, he's one move from being out the gates.
Yes,
he's getting some cushion. We saw it last year. I mean, he's I'm not saying he's going to go for 70, but he is a big play away, waiting to happen with all of that extra space that he has. So
you think about Joe Mixon too, is really good in the pass game.
I mean,
we've seen Cam Akers be effective in the pass game. Brevin Jordan, you mentioned. Dalton Schultz, you mentioned. I mean, Cade Stover's been really, really good. So, I mean, it's just one of those deals, man, where when you look at it, it's just so simple, but that's the beauty of football, man. If you get guys that are that explosive and you got a quarterback that'll just be patient and commit to taking that, what he calls boring stuff, man, it can be powerful. Now, there's another conversation to be had. I know right now is not the time. There's another conversation to be had off of Dalton Schultz's comments. If it opens it up that much for the underneath tight ends and running backs.
Feels like this is a conversation we've been kind of having.
About that run game. Right? I mean, it's proof and it's like real substance to say, well, this offensive line that you've invested so much money in should benefit from that same thing that the tight ends and the underneath routes do. So that needs to be had as well.
Yeah. All right. Coming up. Wow. I'll be honest. I did not know Tua had this in him. I did not know Tua had this in him. Wait till you hear what he has to say. If you've missed it, wait till you hear what he had to say about his former head coach, Brian Flores.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Horace, that's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
See people on the text line. That's what it is. That fist pumping music. That fist pumping.
Not at the Roxbury.
I don't last very long in those, T. You strike me as a guy that's had some really good times in the old glow stick bar.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Glow stick? Is that the fist pumping? Is that glow stick? Is that kind of the
same? I would say the techno, rave, EDM. I'm not sure the youngsters still rave in EDM over glow sticks, but back in the day, the glow sticks were a real thing, I think.
Yeah, they got them big-ass festivals they do now, like in Vegas, and Tomorrowland was recently over in Germany, stuff like that.
Well, that's back like when, Ryan, you were running around in the bubble bar and all that. Weren't you the one that was hanging out at the bar and had bubbles all in it?
I had bubbles in it. I wasn't alone.
Wow, God, I'd hope that'd be odd.
I think Tyler
did a couple of those.
Tyler did that. Yeah,
I know that. I'm too old for the
City,
old bubble
we
bar.
Oh yeah, you are.
It was like waist deep.
I went to a foam party, Panama City Beach spring break when I was in college.
They call them bubble parties.
I went there.
Foam
too.
Parties.
Foam
parties.
Same thing
parties.
Here.
That sounds a lot cooler.
I knew what you meant. Foam. Yeah. Foam joints were. I went to one. That was a good time.
Yeah, it is.
I'd imagine folks get awfully handsy in there.
Not inappropriately so.
You went to Panama. Did you get a lot of the
you say it, Ron.
Floozies?
The Christians trying to
offer rides.
Offer rides, but walking the streets trying to tell you about Jesus.
Yeah, I took a few rides actually from this group that was doing free rides for drunk folks like
but
me.
I'm telling you, I will never forget.
I said, I love Jesus.
Me, Justin, Carone. We're walking through. I mean, we're, of course, blasted. We're blasted. I mean, it's about three strong ones. Bikinis, not shorts. I mean, they
put
ready.
It out there, huh?
They're ready. And Carone's leading the charge. Let's go. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, girl.
She gets in, and then they come up on us. We're like, oh, shoot. they worship it.
Bikinis.
In bikinis. They tricking you.
Boy, that's one way to get it.
You know what I'm saying? Tricking you. Getting it, and this wasn't like no one piece joints.
These were not supposed to be deceitful.
These strong. They were just it but I mean I, it was a different ball game when we got up on them and they start talking about giving our life.
Yeah, we ain't trying to go back to your hotel room, like, boys. We're trying to change your life in a different way.
I got it. It's changed, but damn, man. They got me. They got me right there. I had to walk right back.
I didn't come all the way to Panama City for that.
I said, next, let's keep on going, fellas.
Teresa got you, girls. Hey, Teresa did a good job day to day.
But old Carone, he thought he could change it.
Oh, he thought he could turn him?
He tried. He stood there for a little bit. Come on, going. I kept on walking.
Boy, you're a confident man if you do that.
Oh, he sure is.
He is.
Oh, he sure the hell is. All right. What the hell got into Tua? Tua was on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gott, and I know I was listening to them talk. They said this was just the final question of the interview. It's basically the difference between, you know, his start of his career under Brian Flores and now with Mike McDaniel. And damn, this has really taken off. This is the torch. Tua clearly chose violence with Brian Flores in his words.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing, you're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
Damn.
Oh, my.
Listen, I don't know why Tua would have any reason to lie. And if you watch it, he looked like he's probably holding back on some of the things that really went down.
Holy mother of God.
But as I said, no reason to lie. If he's telling the truth of how it went down, and I'm gonna tell you what, I get the feels he did, because Brian Flores spoke, you know, he had to speak about it today.
Right, absolutely.
Brian Flores spoke today. And listen, just take my word for it. He went in a way of not denying a damn thing that Tua said, but just went with that old Tyler. Listen, man, I'm just concentrating on the 2024 Minnesota Vikings.
That crutch.
You know, I got it. I got it.
I wish him the best.
I wish Tua all the best. I'm genuinely excited for his success. And, you know, I got into coaching, got into coaching to change lives, because my high school coach, my Pop Warner coach, my college coach changed my life, and I wanted to do that too. And my favorite term now, people use, pour into young people. He said all that. He ain't denied none of that. Because I'm telling you right now.
It's a good call.
If Tua walked out there, because this right now, he should never be a head coach again. I'm looking at that. Like, if you went and did this, well,
some poor soul will take the lead.
I don't think so. I think he
sued the league or sued whatever.
I mean, David Culley got a job a couple years ago.
Listen, David Culley ain't get wrapped up into this.
No, right? I know. I'm just messing with it.
But he shouldn't be another coach ever again if he would do this to a first-round quarterback that you drafted, do everything. I mean, this is, I don't know, sound familiar, like his predecessor. Bill Belichick, let me think of ways to absolutely ruin a young quarterback. And if that wasn't true, it wouldn't be no, like, hey, happy for his success. No, I ain't say none of that. Like me and Tua could sit right here. He misheard that. He didn't say none of that. His head coaching, I mean, he better just hold on to that coordinator spot. Yeah.
I chalk this up to, I got a little bank of things that I just don't, I mean, just, it baffles me, even though I've been there and I've experienced and I've seen it. It just baffles me when you hear stuff like this and coaches legitimately think this is going to give them the best chance to win ball games. Like, clearly, the story goes, right? The owners wanted to, the coach didn't. Right now, you've got the coach talking to him like this consistently. Then you can surmise that the ownership wanted Tua playing and starting, and the head coach didn't, because if you remember correctly, the head coach would bench Tua in the third and fourth quarter for Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's one of those things where it's unfortunate, it's disgusting, if anybody in their right mind thinks that's the way to treat a quarterback.
Yeah, but Clint, judging by what Tua was saying, and then we put all of the dots, connect all the dots of he wanted Justin Herbert, and listen to what Tua said he was saying. Like, you've been coached hard. We've been coached hard. Tyler's been coached hard in his high school golf team. We've been coached hard. There's a difference between being coached hard and hey, man, you shouldn't be here. Somebody else, I wanted somebody else to be here. Yeah. Like, you know, like that's different than being coached hard. Like, that's a different thing than, like, hey, Bob Knight coached people hard, and then he threw chairs at people. Right. Like, there's a difference between being coached hard. That's not coach. Right? There was no thinking, Clint, of this is the best way to reach Tua. There was no building him, knocking him down to build him back up.
He's trying to tear the guy down, yeah. Period.
And not build up, just tear him down. Yeah. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, it's there's so many layers again, man. It matters where you're drafted, obviously. You know, you mentioned Belichick. Yeah, I think Belichick was hard on Brady at times. I wasn't in the locker room, so I don't know. I doubt very seriously that every day Brady walked in the building, Belichick was telling him he sucks, he shouldn't be there. There's no hope for him. I don't know what you're doing. No, kind of like, there's coaching hard, and then there's just this kind of silly stuff. And
well, that's been an ass hat.
It's wild, man. It's. I mean, even if you don't like the guy, even if you're in a situation where you're the head coach and ownership is forcing something on you. For you to react that way to the quarterback and think that you're somehow gonna get a positive result out of that situation
his result is
silly.
I gotta get him up out of here, and that's what happened. And like, he played it wrong because the owner has clearly more pull than you two.
Well, the owner looks like a superstar right now with the decision, because Tua is absolutely flourishing.
To the point, because I've heard this talked about with the situation of, well, let's also be honest, he didn't have Tyreek Hill either. Yeah, Tua wouldn't look like this version of Tua, even if Tyreek Hill was playing on the team. I mean, you coached the confidence right up out of him. Yeah. You coached it like any of that. Like, you telling somebody, like, hey, man, you shouldn't be here. I wish we had somebody else. You suck. Like, based off what Tua was saying, even if Tyreek Hill was out there with Jaylen Waddle, they had all those weapons, it wouldn't have mattered. He still would have been in this space. I mean, that is wild. Like, yeah, he ain't gonna never get a gig like this again.
Isn't this all the Belichick people? Yeah, I think say one more failed Belichick disciple.
They all try to do this, don't they?
Yep.
Like, yep. I wonder
every last one of them damn near.
Charlie Weiss was this way in college, running people down. Patricia used to try to pull off stuff in Detroit.
McDaniel ran off.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, what'd he do? Whatever he did Carr. With Tebow, and then he ran off Derek Carr.
Yeah, that last one with Derek Carr was wild. Hell, that's the reason why you got Devontae.
Ran off Derek Carr and had
it. He wouldn't let him finish the season.
I mean, come on, man. He ran off Derek.
Who did he run him all for? Was it for
Aiden O'Connell? Or was it Stidham? One of the two. It ended up being O'Connell. It was O'Connell.
No, O'Connell was there last year. It was the year before. It was his first year. Yeah. He just ran him off at the end of the season.
That's right. He left the team.
Was it Jimmy
Garoppolo?
Was it Jimmy G? Yeah. They, as you said it before, boy, they love to do this. Not any rings. I mean, not any rings or respect.
Nothing. It's Bill Parcells is where. It's the same stuff, right? And look, they're like, Saban is in that whole group. Like, Saban was that way until he realized in college football, he's like, hey, I got to change my ways. I got to get me some quarterbacks in here that can move a little bit. I got to spread this offense out and throw it around. Saban changed with the time.
Well, these other ones
they hadn't.
That's the other part with Tua is. Tua clearly can be coached hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's with Saban for 3 years.
Yep.
Like, he can clearly be coached hard. Not until – I could just imagine how he was walking over there saying it to him. Damn, man, you sorry.
Tua makes it like, not only are you sorry now, you're never going to be worth it.
Like, you sorry, man. Damn, you suck. Look, we stuck with this. Hold on. We got to wait for the quarterback. Damn, man. All right, coming up, a little big three at three. We got to hear the walk-off from Yiner Diaz. This team is on a roll, and look out now. But what they are doing in the AL West is starting to become crazy, stretching out that lead. We'll continue that. Other news and notes in the NFL, all of that coming up on the Big Three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.